text-to-speech feature. These two features were total game changers and made the writing of this book so much easier. Greg McEwen, for writing the book Essentialism. After reading this book, I wrote down the very absolute essential things I needed to do every day in order to feel successful and fulfilled. One of them was to write just a few words in this book. That simple, non-negotiable, low-threshold habit allowed me to complete this book in record time. I never had the burden of cranking out an entire chapter on a weekend or day off. Every day, a little bit, and the burden was lifted, and eventually the book was completed. My wife, Leanne, for editing this book, along with editing each chapter as I finished it, she provided invaluable insight into how the book could be improved. My daughter, Andrea, for going through my voluminous photo library, selecting photographs and organizing them for the final layout in this book. Jamie Simpson, our incredible graphic designer at FastCap, for putting together 4 of my 5 books. She has done a spectacular job continuing to improve the process and did it all with a smile on her face. Lori Turley, my assistant, who handles so many things for me, from organizing the Japan study missions to managing my social media and slapping me upside the head from time to time. After my book layouts are completed, Lori does the final edits. Lori looks for the smallest things in hopes that my book will be as perfect as is humanly possible. Greg Otterholt, who has patiently and efficiently recorded all 5 of my audiobooks. I've enjoyed working with him and I've learned so much. His diligence and hard work in making the audio version come to life for people around the world is evident in every book. Lastly, the inspiration behind this book. All my amazing friends and colleagues in Japan. They have taught me so much about their country over the last 2 decades. I have developed lasting and meaningful friendships with so many of the Japanese people. Most of them just smile at me and think I'm crazy. But that even makes it more fun. They say, "Paul-san, you are so passionate," as they flash me their big smiles. None of it would have happened without their patience and generosity as they led me on this journey of discovery and transformation. Arigato gozaimashita. Chapter 1, Nande. Nande is the Japanese word for why. Why did I write this book? First and foremost, I wanted to deepen my own understanding of how the Japanese do life. The idea of coalescing 18 years of learning into one document has great appeal to me. If I can understand the real nande behind why the Japanese do what they do, it will be easier for me to embrace their extraordinary thinking. The more time I spend musing and writing about this subject, the more I can successfully implement these profound ideas into my life. This book is a great long-term project, which allows me to keep revisiting the ideas in order to make sure they fully permeate my thinking. Toyota has one banner that hangs in their factory. Perhaps it is the most simple and profound I've ever seen. Good thinking, good products. The key is the thinking. Secondly, the depth of my understanding can directly impact the joy others will experience on their journey. If I can clearly and simply show people everything I've learned, the quicker they will marvel at the application of this extraordinary thinking. Lastly, it is for my pure enjoyment. I love the Japanese way of thinking. And it is enjoyable for me to be enveloped by it. I have labored very hard to create a Japanese garden at my home. Every time I walk through and nurture its existence, I feel pleasure and joy. In the very same way, this book, if you will, is a walk through my Japanese garden of understanding good thinking. So what's in it for